Here's one thing we know about voters in Iowa and other places. Many of them are still undecided. NPR's Susan Davis caught up with some of those voters over breakfast this morning to talk about the Republican caucuses.
Just before sunrise this morning, I was at the Machine Shed. It's a Midwestern chain restaurant known for Midwestern-sized cinnamon rolls. And every 4 years, it's a destination for presidential candidates trying to win Iowa. And I'm here for another time-honored tradition, reporters interrupting Iowans trying to enjoy a meal.
Excuse me, would you mind if I join you guys for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Rick Shabbat is a retired attorney. Over his morning oatmeal, he says he's still undecided, but he knows he'll vote for a governor tonight. He likes Chris Christie or John Kasich. He thinks governors make the best presidents, but he doesn't feel good about their chances this year.
I don't know whether I'm wasting my vote because all the governors are sixth or seventh on the list, according to the polls.
He will not support Trump tonight, but if Trump is on the ballot in November,
I'll support whoever the Republican nominee is.
Trump is not an option for Janice Meagle, a Boston transplant and retired postal worker. She considers herself a centrist. She's still deciding between Christie, Kasich, and Democrat Martin O'Malley. She likes Christie. She sees a little of herself in him.
I'm an East Coaster. He's an East Coaster. I'm a Catholic. He's a Catholic. I like to tell it like it is. That's my attitude. I tell it like it is. So he's my type of guy.
Unlike Shabbat, Meagle says if Trump wins the nomination, she will cast her vote for a Democrat.
I would vote for Hillary because I'm a woman. I want to see a woman president. And I think she'd do an okay job. I think she'd do a better job than Trump.
Waiting on Shabbat and Meagle here at the Machine Shed is waitress Michelle Peters. Thanks to her job, she's met most of the candidates running this year. She's 95% certain she will vote for the one candidate she has not met. That's right, Donald Trump.
I really like what he has to say. And I like how he looks at the country as a business and not a big political thing. So that's one of my main reasons.
She's 36, and tonight will be her first time caucusing. She's exactly the kind of voter Trump needs to turn out to help him win Iowa. Peter says there's one thing every candidate gets out of the Machine Shed.
Coffee. They're always off to some other place.
The eventual Republican nominee will certainly be back here for a fresh cup this fall. Susan Davis, NPR News, Urbandale.